This year, women artists are taking over galleries and museums across Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the Refocus 2024 Festival is a reboot of a feminist showcase that took place about 50 years ago.
In 1972, Diane Burko was a young artist at her first teacher's conference, the College Art Association, and she remembers it was buzzing with feminism.
I was sort of wide-eyed about the whole thing, and I got caught up in a meeting, and they were up in arms over the fact that the CAA board was made up of men. All white old men, if you know what I mean.
This was second wave feminism when women were forming artist collectives and feminist programs around the country. In Philadelphia, Burko partnered with Judy Brodsky to create the first citywide art festival. It was called Philadelphia Focus on Women Visual Artists. It took over the city for 2 months in 1974. Now, Burko and Brodsky are bringing it back 50 years later, pairing the original artists from then with younger artists emerging now.
There is a thing that happens not just in the art world, but also in other sectors of civilization, if you will, that women who are, you know, really famous when they're alive, they get forgotten. And so to remind people of who some of these artists are is also an important aspect of that.
The centerpiece exhibition of the festival is Refocus Then and Now, opening Saturday at Moore College of Art and Design. More than 60 other galleries in the Philadelphia region will be exhibiting work by women through next fall. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.